Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
We're recording. Oh Lord, we're back and it's time for Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm.
No breaks.
Nope, not at all. We're here.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black ass girls invade the whitest show on earth,
Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And Paradise is back, y'all, and it's going to be a good season,
it
I feel
sure
like.
It sure is, because the drama's already good now.
Exactly, the drama's already good. And it's like real drama. It's not like they're trying to fish mm-hmm. for drama. Like, this is juicy drama that's playing out on Instagram as we're watching the show.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
it's some good stuff. Mm-hmm. What were your initial thoughts? 4 hours of content.
I know, this was the worst ad for Stagecoach I've ever seen. I didn't even bother Googling it.
I remember when they were all at Stagecoach and it kept coming up on my feed. It's like a country music festival, so this ain't for us.
No, I remember saying, mm-hmm. Tasia girl, what you doing there? And then that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who performed. I don't know nothing else.
Nope.
Nothing. So this was obviously like a huge plug for Stagecoach. And I mm-hmm. still don't know what that is. So
right.
any listeners who've
didn't
been...
Didn't prompt you.
No. Any listeners who've been, please let us know. Did you two hook up with 7 different people in 3 nights? Please email us.
And if you went to Stagecoach and saw any of these folks, give us some tea. We'd love to know.
Yes, yes. I actually know people mm-hmm. who saw Katie and Hannah somewhere. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Paradise is always like a little bit of like a slower, very emotional start.
Yeah.
I say always. This is the second season I've watched, but this is sorry.
Since the dawn of time, it has always been like this.
My thoughts for now. I'm really excited to see Katie and Kevin. And Dylan
yeah.
and Hannah. Very excited to see how those two couples play out.
Yes. Okay.
Because I think
yes.
both those guys are super smitten.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the girls are going to let go of that connection. Despite that Hannah is out here pimping, I don't think she's going to let go of Dylan's love.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blake should have sent himself home in last night's episode. Probably in episode 1.
I don't know what he's doing.
Don't know why he came on this show, to be honest.
Good question.
I don't know if he's a little bit of like thirsty for the fame. I don't know if maybe this is like now part of his job, maybe to be constantly present. But it is very unclear to me the motives that he has on this show, considering the actions that he did. If I were to Google the date of Stagecoach, I'm certain it would be in 2019.
It was not that long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what he's doing here. And that's it. What about you?
Yeah, so very excited for the season. Think it's going to be good. Tayshia got the first one-on-one date, so I've been on a high since, like, the first half of the episode. I feel very hopeful about her, very hopeful about Katie finding love. Mm-hmm. And it's just about damn time that some black women in this franchise got some type of loving.
Honestly.
So very happy and feeling very hopeful. So I think I'm going to just enjoy watching this season in general, just for those two, if anything. Mm-hmm. Another thought, Hannah G's already getting on my nerves.
What?
I mean, there's the one side, the core was like, yeah, she's out here big pimping. And then there's another side where, and I get into this later, but I just can't with girls like her. I can't with her and girls like her. Mm-hmm. Who are like, what was me? Oh my God, all these guys like me. Mm-hmm. And then we have all the damn women of color on the show, Onyeka, Katie, all of them sitting here have to console her. Sydney have to, like, quote unquote, console her and her difficult life of having all these men fight over her. Like, tough shit. Ain't nobody feel sorry for you. No. And she don't have to do nothing but sit there and look pretty, and everybody just flocks to her. So, like, that whole thing just, like, irks me and, like, brings back triggering college memories, you know what I mean? Of just you out here, you know, being a black woman at a predominantly white institution, you out here doing the damn thing, and these basic ass Hannah G's ain't doing shit but breathing, and everybody's just flocking to them. And then me, I have to go and console her and, like, you know, be her shoulder to cry on while I'm out here just trying to find somebody, you know, like, you know,
I do know.
You know, feel very well. So that, she gonna get on my nerves all damn season already with this, because I'm already done with her. And then last thought is the real world has already infiltrated the show. We are literally, like, as I said in the beginning, we're watching the episode, and while we're watching, Blake is posting receipts on his IG story before shit is even unfolding. Like, now I'm all kinds of confused. I have very conflicting feelings about the whole Blake thing, because we've gotten Kaylin's side, Blake's side. We don't have all of the details. They're giving selective. They're being selective about what they're choosing to show.
To show, yeah.
Yeah, like, we'll get into it. Blake, you know, posts some text messages. He's selective in the text messages he chose to show, you know?
Right, yes.
Right.
Right.
So it's hard to have, like, a very strong opinion either way. Mm-hmm. Blake and Kaylin both look shady and ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And and I don't know what either of them are doing on the show, so... it's hard because Blake was one of our favorites.
I know.
He was one of my, like, Bachelor Nation favorites. I loved him from Becca season. Mm-hmm. And within mere minutes, he just became just like any other fuckboy.
Like, well, I still don't think that about Blake. I think Blake is getting very carried away, because Blake just realized in the past year and a half that he's fine.
And he out here.
He is out here. Here
and don't know and what he doing.
Nope, no clue, no idea.
Blake is not a player, clearly.
No,
trying so hard to live that life and is messy as shit already. So yeah, that shit's messy, and it's just here. The real world is entering into the show again. Here we go.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.